This is the Sakar Murli of 22nd of February 2025. Essence. Sweet children, only listen to the things that the Father tells you. Don't speak and listen to devilish things. Speak no evil, see no evil, hear no evil. Question. What faith does the Father inspire you children to have? Answer. The Father inspires you to have the faith that He is your Father, your teacher, and your Satguru. You have to make effort to maintain this awareness. However, Maya makes you forget. On the path of ignorance, there is no question of Maya. Question. When you check your chart, in which aspect do you need an unlimited broad intellect? Answer. When you check for how long you considered yourself to be a soul and remembered the Father. When you check this aspect of your chart, you need an unlimited broad intellect. Only when you become soul conscious and remember the Father will your sins be absolved. Om Shanti. You students understand that the teacher has come. You children know that he is the Father, the teacher, and the Supreme Satguru. This is in the awareness of you children, but it is number-wise, according to the efforts you make. The law is that once you know that that one is the Father, the teacher, and the Satguru, you should not forget it. But here, Maya does make you forget. Maya does not make you forget on the path of ignorance. Children can never forget who their father is or what his occupation is. They have the happiness of being the masters of their father's wealth. Although they themselves study, they would also receive their father's property. You children study here, and you also receive the father's property. You are studying Raja Yoga. You have received the faith from the Father that you belong to the Father, and that only the Father shows the path to salvation. Therefore, he is the Satguru. These things should not be forgotten. You must only listen to things that the Father tells you. There is the image of the monkeys with the slogan, "Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil." This applies to human beings. The Father says, "Do not listen to, speak of, or look at devilish things." They make the slogan, "Hear no evil, etc., with the example of monkeys, whereas now they have made it with the example of human beings. You have a picture of Nalini demonstrating this. You mustn't listen to anything that defames the Father. The Father says, "They defame me so much." You know that when incense sticks are burning in front of Sri Krishna's devotees, Rama's devotees hold their nose. They don't even like the fragrance of one another's incense sticks. It is as if they become enemies. You now belong to Rama's or God's clan, whereas the rest of the world belong to Ravan's family. Here there is no question of incense sticks. You know what state you have reached by calling the Father omnipresent, by saying that he is present in the pebbles and stones. Your intellects have turned to stone. There is so much defamation of the unlimited Father who gives you your inheritance. None of them has this knowledge. The things they say are not jewels of this knowledge, but stones. You now have to remember the Father. The Father says, "No one knows me accurately as I am or what I am." It is also number-wise in new children. You have to remember the Father accurately. He too is a tiny point. An entire part is within him. As well as considering yourselves to be souls, you also have to know the Father accurately and remember him. Although we are his children, it isn't that the Father is a large soul and that we are small, no. Although the Father is full of this knowledge, that soul isn't any larger than us. There is this knowledge in you souls too, but it is number-wise. Pupils in a school pass number-wise. They may claim few marks, but no one has zero marks. The Father says, "The knowledge that I give you now will disappear, and the images and the scriptures will be created again." The Father says to you souls, "Hear no evil," etc. What is there to see in this devilish world? You must keep your eyes closed to this dirty world. You souls have now become aware that this world is old. So why should you want to have any connection with it? You souls are now aware that whilst seeing this world, you mustn't see it. Remember your lands of peace and happiness. You souls have received third eyes of this knowledge, and so you have to remember these things. Those on the path of devotion also wake up early in the morning and turn the beads of a rosary. They consider the auspicious time of the morning to be the best. There is also the auspicious time of you Brahmins. There is praise of Brahma Bhojan too. It is not Brahm Bhojan, but Brahma Bhojan. Instead of Brahma Kumaris, those people call you Brahm Kumaris. They understand nothing. The children of Brahma would be Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Brahm is the element of light. It is the place where souls reside. What praise would it have? The Father complains to you children. On the one hand, you children worshipped me, and on the other hand, you defamed me. It was by defaming me that you became totally Tamopradan. You had to become Tamopradan. The cycle has to repeat. When an important person comes, you must definitely explain the cycle to him. The cycle is only 5,000 years. You have to pay a lot of attention to this. The day surely follows the night. It's impossible for there not to be the day after the night. The golden age will definitely come after the iron age. The history and geography of this world repeat. The Father says to you children, sweetest children, each of you must consider yourself to be a soul. It is souls that do everything as they perform their parts. No one knows that they are actors and that they should also know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the play. The history and geography of the world repeat. Therefore, this is a drama. Second by second, whatever happened in the past continues to repeat. No one else can understand these things. Those who are not very clever always fail. So what could their teacher do about that? Would you ask your teacher to have mercy for you or to give you blessings? This too is a study. God himself teaches Raja Yoga at this Gita Patshala. The Iron Age definitely has to be transformed and made into the Golden Age. The Father has to come according to the drama. The Father says, I come at the confluence of every cycle. No one else would say, I give you the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. They say of themselves, Shivoham, I am Shiva. What would happen through that? Shiv Baba comes to teach you. He comes to teach you easy Raja Yoga. None of the sages or holy men would be called God Shiva. There are many who call themselves Krishna or Lakshmi or Narayan. There is so much difference between Sri Krishna, the prince of the Golden Age, and those iron-aged impure people. You would not say that God is in them. You can go to the temples and ask the devotees, where are the deities who used to rule in the Golden Age? After the Golden Age, there definitely have to be the silver, copper and iron ages. The Sun Dynasty kingdom was in the Golden Age and the Moon Dynasty in the Silver Age. All of this knowledge is in the intellects of you children. You are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and so there must surely also be Prajapita Brahma. The human world is created through Brahma. Brahma isn't called the creator. That is the one who is God the Father. How does he create? It is only when the Father comes personally in front of you that he can explain this. Those scriptures were created later. Just as it was only after Christ explained all of those things that the Bible was created. His praise is sung later. Only the Father is praised as the purifier, the bestower of salvation for all, the liberator of all. People remember him and say to him, O God the Father, have mercy. There is only one who is the Father. He is the Father of everyone in the whole world. People do not know who liberates them from all their sorrow. This world is now old, and human beings too are old and tamopradan. This is an iron-aged world. The Golden Age did exist. Therefore, it will definitely come again. Destruction will take place. This will happen through a world war and also through many natural calamities. It is now that same period of time. The human world population has expanded so much. You continually say that God has come. You children challenge everyone and say that the original, eternal deity religion is now being established through Brahma. They will listen to you according to the drama. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. You know that you didn't have any virtues at all. The first defect is the vice of lust. It harasses you so much. There is the boxing with Maya. The storms of Maya make you fall against your wish. This is the Iron Age. They all dirty their faces. You cannot call that dark blue. Sri Krishna is portrayed as dark blue to represent the poisonous bite of a snake. In order to maintain his honour, they have shown his face dark blue. If they were to show his face dirty, it would be as though his honour was lost. The traveller comes here from the faraway land, the incorporeal land. He comes into this iron-aged world and enters an impure body and makes it beautiful. The father says, "You now have to become Satupradhan. By remembering me, your sins will be absolved and you will become the masters of the land of Vishnu. The things of this knowledge have to be understood. Baba is Roop and Basant. He has the form of a very bright dot. He also has this knowledge. He is not beyond name and form. No one in the world knows what his form is. The father explains to you, I too am called a soul, but it's just that I am the Supreme Soul. The Supreme Soul is God. He is the Father and the Teacher. He is called the Knowledgeful One. People believe that he is knowledgeful, that he knows what is going on in each one's heart. If God were omnipresent, everyone else would also be knowledgeful. So then, why do they only call that one the Knowledgeful One? People's intellects have become so degraded that they do not understand any aspects of this knowledge at all. The father sits here and tells you the contrast between devotion and this knowledge. First of all, there is this knowledge, the day, that consists of the golden and silver ages. Then there is the night of the copper and iron ages. It is through this knowledge that there is salvation. Hatha yogis cannot explain the knowledge of Raja yogis. Even householders cannot explain it because they are impure. So then who can teach Raja yoga? The one who says, constantly remember me alone so that your sins can be absolved. The religion of the path of isolation is totally separate from this religion of those on the family path. Therefore, how could they relate this knowledge of the family path? Here everyone says, God the Father is the truth. Only the Father tells the truth. We souls are aware of Baba, for this is why we now remember the Father and ask him to come and tell the true story of how to become true Narayan from an ordinary human. I am now telling you the story of true Narayan. Previously, you used to listen to false stories. Now you listen to this true story. No one has been able to become Narayan by listening to that false story. How could that be the story of the true Narayan? Human beings cannot make an ordinary human into Narayan. Only the Father can come and make you into the masters of heaven. The father comes into Bharat, but no one understands when he comes. They have mixed up Shiva with Shankar and made up stories. There is also the Shiv Purana, scripture. They say that the Gita is sung by Sri Krishna. Therefore, the Shiv Purana should be greater. In fact, this knowledge is in the Gita. God says, Manmanabhav. This term cannot be in any scripture other than the Gita. It is said that the Srimad Bhagavad Gita is the jewel of all scriptures. Elevated directions come from God. First of all, tell them, we say that in a few years, the new elevated world will be established. This world is now corrupt. There will be very few people in that elevated world. At present, there are so many people. Destruction is standing in front of you. The Father is teaching Raja Yoga. You receive the inheritance from the Father. People ask the Father for that. When someone has a lot of wealth and children, he says that God gave him all of that. Therefore, God is only one. So how could God possibly be in everyone? The Father now says to souls, remember me. You souls say, God gave us this knowledge, which we then give to our brothers. For how long each day do you consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father? You need an unlimited broad intellect to maintain this aspect of the chart. You must become soul conscious and remember the Father. Only then will your sins be absolved. This knowledge is very easy, but you make progress by considering yourselves to be souls and by remembering the Father. Very few of you are able to keep this chart. By becoming soul conscious and remembering the Father, you will never cause sorrow for anyone. The Father comes in order to give you happiness. Therefore, you children too should give happiness to everyone. Never cause sorrow for anyone. When you have remembrance of the Father, all the evil spirits run away. This effort is very incognito. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Close your eyes to this dirty, devilish world. This world is old. Therefore have no further connection with it. Even whilst seeing it, do not see it. 2. We are actors in this unlimited drama. Whatever happened in the past will repeat, second by second. Maintain this awareness and pass in every subject. You must have an unlimited broad intellect. Blessing. May you become a living image that shows your practical form of royalty with your reality. Such a time is now to come when you souls will show your royalty through your reality in a practical way. At the time of revelation, the numbers of the beads of the rosary and also the form of the future kingdom will both be revealed. Now, while you are racing, the curtain of a little dust of competition is hiding you sparkling diamonds. At the end, however, this curtain will be removed, and you hidden diamonds will show your complete and perfect forms. You, the royal family, will show your royalty from now, that is, you will reveal your future status. So reveal your royalty through your reality. Slogan: finish all wastefulness using any method and let the powerful emerge. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. In order to benefit and transform yourself, especially remain in solitude and be introverted. You are knowledgeful, but you also have to become powerful. Fill yourself with the experience of every situation. Whose child am I? What attainment do I have? Become an embodiment of the experience of this first lesson and imbibe unity and concentration, and you will easily become a conqueror of Maya. Om Shanti.